This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The social media company Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, is getting rid of its fact checkers. Among a number of sweeping changes that will significantly alter the way that posts, videos, and other content are moderated online, Meta will adjust its content review policies on Facebook and Instagram, getting rid of fact checkers and replacing them with user-generated community notes. The changes come just before President-elect Donald Trump is set to take office, in a sign that Zuckerberg is kneeling to Trump and pressures of the billionaire Elon Musk, who has entrenched himself in the Trump circle. The firing of fact-checkers on the social media sites comes amid a broader ideological shift to the right within Meta's top ranks. Meta also has appointed Trump ally and UFC CEO Dana White to its board, along with two other new directors. Meta's newly appointed chief of global affairs Joel Kaplan, a prominent Republican who was elevated to the company's top policy job last week, said that the Tuesday announcement is directly related to the changing administration. The moderation changes mark a stunning reversal in how Meta handles false and misleading claims on its platforms. In 2016, the company launched an independent fact-checking program in the wake of claims that it had failed to stop foreign actors from leveraging its platforms to spread disinformation and sow discord among Americans. In the years since, it continued to grapple with the spread of controversial content on its platform, such as misinformation about elections, anti-vaccination stories, violence, and hate speech. The company built up safety teams, introduced automated programs to filter out or reduce the visibility of false claims, and instituted an oversight board for tricky moderation decisions. But now Zuckerberg is following in the footsteps of fellow social media leader Elon Musk, who, after acquiring X, then known as Twitter, in 2022, dismantled the company's fact-checking teams and made user-generated context labels instead, the platform's only method of correcting false claims. Meta also plans to lower the standards of its automated systems that scan for policy violations. The systems will now be focused on checking only for illegal and high-severity violations like terrorism, child sexual exploitation, drugs, fraud, and scams. With the changes toward more conservative and Trump-friendly policies, Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged that more harmful content will appear on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads now. Helena Public Schools have been affected by a nationwide data breach. Helena Public Schools sent a warning to parents that personal information may have been compromised following a national cybersecurity hack. The PowerSchool platform is a cloud-based system that helps manage student, parent, and teacher communication for more than 60,000 schools worldwide, including Helena Public Schools. Data was stolen from the system on December 28th. Gary Myers, the director of education technology at Helena Public Schools, said, "What we know is that a credential of PowerSchool, not the district, but of PowerSchool, was compromised, and then that compromised credential was used to access the student information system of a lot of school districts across the country. Hackers accessed student data, including primary phone numbers, addresses, and enrollment, by using a compromised login through the PowerSchool support portal. Teacher data, including employment status and work assignments, was also compromised. The compromised credential has since been deactivated, and access to the portal has been restricted. On January 9th, the district said all student information system services were fully online and operational. A report on the incident by an independent third party will be released on January 17th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.